Good afternoon. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. During UPR Newsline, more details about the suspect that was injured in a shootout with police in Ogden that left Officer Jared Francom dead. Agencies involved with the Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force continue to investigate that incident. Earlier today, the Ogden Police Department released a statement. I spoke with Lieutenant Daniel Croyle, who gave us details about what happened last night in Ogden.
On January 4th, last night about 8:40 p.m., officers from the Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force were attempting to serve a search warrant at 3268 Jackson Avenue in Ogden, Utah. During the execution of the search warrant, six police officers assigned to the Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force was shot and has been taken to the local hospital. There's two hospitals in our jurisdiction, and they were separated and taken to the different hospitals. We regretfully announced that Agent Jared Francom sustained life-threatening injuries as a result of this incident. Agent Francom has served the citizens of Ogden honorably for 7 years. He's survived by his wife and two young children. Five police officers from the multi-jurisdictional agency remain hospitalized, ranging from serious to critical condition in their injuries. Details specifics about their injuries is not available at this time. The suspect, Matthew Stewart, remains at the local hospital under guard with a non-life-threatening injury. We are very thankful for all the law enforcement agencies in Weber County throughout the state and throughout the country that have reached out to us to show us the support through fire, EMS, their condolences, their phone calls. Weber Area Dispatch, McKady Hospital, and Ogden Regional Medical Center for their dedicated support and service. We'd also like to thank the community for their concern and outpouring support of the officers and their family.
Many of the officers, there were 12 that were involved in this attempt that were part of what is referred to as the Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force. Is being a member of this strike force, is it risky?
Risky because their focus, in the sense of they're dealing with street-level narcotic operations. And whenever you're dealing with drugs, there's always a risk involved. Yes, there's an inherent risk, but there's an inherent risk of being a law enforcement officer.
Now, I understand that the different agencies involved, they sit down together, they evaluate in what is referred to as a matrix in trying to determine the best way to approach these street narcotic incidents. In this situation, it was a knock and announce. How is that different from maybe another evaluation or another way?
It's just the matrix that's put forth, and it's what also the judge reviews and looks at, and there's different criteria. And so it's what was approved through the court system when they applied for their warrant.
So six officers went into the home, six remained outside?
No, they go in tactically and they split the house where some officers go upstairs and deal with the upstairs area, or some deal with the main floor area, and they search and contain the property.
You're still investigating, so of course no details, but can you tell us, did the shootings occur in one area, in the main entrance? Or
I am not aware of where all the shootings take place.
So what is the next step in the investigation?
In the investigation now, we have our Weber County Homicide Task Force protocol that comes into effect when there's officer-involved shooting. And with that, they conduct an independent outside investigation into the actions that the officers took and the officers that were supporting. In addition to that, we also have an internal process that takes place where we assign lieutenants and first-line supervisors to assist in an internal investigation. The officers that are involved are placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation, depending on how the outcome is, depending on when they come back to work.
Will this incident give those involved in the Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force a cause to maybe evaluate whether this approach is appropriate?
We always reassess, but these are well-trained officers and utmost highest standard, and we always are learning and growing and assessing, and this will be no different.
Well, we wish you well as you deal with the loss of your friend
and your
officer. And we appreciate your time and thanks for giving us more information about the events surrounding last night's shooting and also helping us better understand the Weber Morgan Narcotic Strike Force and what they do to help protect us.
Thank you.
That was Lieutenant Danielle Croyle with the Ogden City Police Department. Police say that the condition of the other officers range from serious to critical. They are from several agencies that are members of the Weber Morgan Narcotic Strike Force. And Governor Gary Herbert has ordered flags to be lowered to honor the officer killed, Jared Frankham. I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio News.